All right, today I want to talk about brotherhood and why I pretty much don't believe in male friendship anymore. And I had this thought the other day how, you know, humans are animals, and just like animals, humans are also extremely oblivious to our own human nature, despite how intelligent we are. And people will always find a way to cope, no matter how absurd it is. Like, let's say, for example, you're losing your hair and you know, you're Googling, you just can't cope with it. You're Googling all these articles like, oh, the benefits of hair loss. And, you know, deep down that there probably aren't any, but you're still Googling away, just trying to cope. And you find this one article out of the thousand that you read that was probably written by another bald coper that says, if you're losing your hair, then that means that your potassium is increased by 1,000%. And then you go around telling everyone, hey guys, look at this. I'm losing my hair, and that means that my potassium is increased by 1,000%. And I'm sure we've all stumbled upon people like this. Stay away from them. And you know damn well, too, if you weren't losing your hair, you wouldn't give a fuck about any of that stuff. It's funny how you don't have to think about anything until it's a problem. Like, that's why no one will ever understand your subhuman life, because it's not a problem to them. Like, it wouldn't even make sense for them to even ever understand it. Like, for example, let's say, like, it wouldn't make sense for me to just one day join a breast cancer support group, because it's never been a problem for me. I don't understand it. And you know, everyone in that group has probably had breast cancer. Like, it doesn't make any sense. You know, that's why it's so easy for, very smart, attractive, wealthy people to be like, oh, well, it was all about hard work and, you know, nothing else. Like, they discredit things because it was never an issue. So they think, oh, it had to have been hard work. It just had to be. But, you know, aside from that, I wanted to say how I think a main reason why dating now is so hard is because, or why it's like such a quote unquote big issue, is because the survival aspect is pretty much gone in first world countries. And I think with humans, the two main things that we're here for is to survive and reproduce. We all have these same instincts, and the survival aspect is gone. I mean, for example, let's say like on my way to work, I get in my car, drive. I don't have to worry about getting chased by a bear or an animal, a tiger, pretty much, anything. I don't have to worry about hunting for my food. I don't have to worry about the environment, for a shelter at night. I just come home to my shitty house. I guess, of course, this depends on where you live, but it's funny because it's just completely gone. And have you ever run into one of these purpose finder copers before? It's the most like absurd shit in the world. Like, these people are too dumb to realize that like the reason why they feel this way is because they can have access to all the food they want whenever they want. They don't have to worry about anything at all. They go to work, come home, go to work, come home. What's my purpose? It's like, I guess like the best way I could describe it is like if you've ever played a video game and you complete everything on it, like do just 100% everything, and then you're like, now what? Now what do I do? What else is there to do? Like, what the hell? And then this is how these people end up doing that whole, oh, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? I've been friends with this one dude who, I think he still is, but, he was on SSDI at 18 somehow. And every time I hung out, it got to like a level of delusional, guys. Like, he basically would sit at home all the time, and anytime I ever hung out with him, which was like not that much, like once in a blue moon, he would always be saying shit like, oh, I gotta find my purpose. And he would tell me like how he would like pay this like spiritual guru to like tell him about shit and try and find his purpose. And I remember one time he was telling me he paid this girl to I don't remember what it was called, but basically what he did was like he laid down and she like said some shit, and like he was like in a deep like meditative state. And he was like reviewing his like past lives and shit. And, he said some shit like that when, in one of his past lives, he was getting chased by a dinosaur with his friend, and his friend got eaten and then he got stomped on. And he's like, dude, trust me, that was one of my past lives. And I'm like, okay. Like, it was just on a level of fucking delusional. And then all of a sudden, he downloads Tinder, gets a girlfriend, and funny how all of that purpose bullshit just goes out the window like, right? He's just like, oh, I got a new girl now and life's good. It's like, okay, cool. You know, good to hear. But he just completely just stopped that whole purpose coping shit. I just found that very interesting. Now, as a man, you're pretty much here to compete with one another. Let me give like a scenario, like the best way I can like describe it. So let's say there's 100 women left on the planet, but there's one man. So one man, 100 women, end of the world. It would work. That one man can repopulate the whole planet with, you know, all those 100 women. And there probably wouldn't be any fighting, nothing really, you know, going on. But let's say there is 100 men and one woman, it all hell would fucking break loose. Like, they would be competing. Only one of them would probably get to repopulate with her. And it wouldn't work. You know, it really just wouldn't work for the continuation of our species at all. That's why young, fertile women are so valuable and why they're accepted everywhere. And it's funny too, cause like I would always have this question for as long as I can fucking remember. Cause I would always see it in like the movies. Basically just like everything, like even in life, just like shit like this where, you know, for in high school, let's say there's a kid and his dad, you know, the kid hooks up with some girl and the dad's high fiving him. Yeah, buddy, you got that action. You know, some boomer dad, you got that action, buddy, you know, fucking high fiving him. But on the other hand, let's say, you know, it's a dad and the daughter hooks up with some guy. He's going, where is he? Where is he? I'm going to fucking kick his ass. Where is he? It's because I think subconsciously as a species, we know that, it's way, way harder. Like the competition is way less for women and it's so much more for men. Now, what I wanted to say too is that, you know, many people tell me, like I've heard this where the normies will say, bro, like, I can see where you're coming from, like, genetics, bro, like, yeah, they can have an influence on your dating life, bro, but, like, for friendships, bro, it shouldn't matter if you're unattractive, because friends are just friends. But I'm pretty sure we can all relate to this, where, you know, growing up in school, there was always that one, or just, like, handful of kids that, you know, were tall and attractive, that everybody wanted to be friends with, and there's a reason for this. What do they have that you don't? They have access to all these girls. They're wanted everywhere. They have social lives. And you think to yourself, well, if I become friends with this guy, then maybe he'll invite me to a party and then maybe I'll get laid. Cause, you know, all human interactions are transactional. People do anything to benefit themselves. There's no such thing as, well, he's my friend. And yeah, it's always transactional all the time. That's just how we are as a species. Oh, well. But let's say you have the opposite. Let's say you have some, you know, subhuman dude in the corner of the cafeteria on his fucking Game Boy, you know, bald spot. And you're looking at him. You're like, oh, you know, he definitely has no access to girls. He's got no friends. He's not going to offer anything to my life. This guy's got nothing to offer. Now, it's so funny. I've been hearing this for like ever. Even some girl at work said, she was like, your problem is that you need a hobby. Like, honestly, you should try trivia night. You should. And she was just like telling me all this stupid bullshit. And, you know, I've done so many niche hobbies and like so many like unique things, especially when I was younger, that no one ever gave a fuck about. When I made music and like in school, I got made fun of that shit so much. Like with people like me, like no matter how hard you try at finding like some cool like niche hobby, it always comes across as cringe. You know, cause of this phalo effect you have. And I'm sure if you ever look up like any cringe compilations, these videos usually go the same way all the time. It's a bunch of subhuman people enjoying their copes. You know, the running joke of it is not what they're doing. It's the fact that they're subhuman. You know, it's just like anything you really do, like if you try to enjoy something, find some new hobby, like people just don't care. You know, they just don't give a shit. And what you have to understand too is that the average person, they don't care about anything that's not mainstream. Like if you approach a group and go, hey guys, I know this amazing album from the 1950s, especially my generation, they're going to be like, I don't give a fuck. Like, that's why like I dabble in like fucking mainstream stuff because, you know, that's all people talk about. You can make small talk out of it. I mean, people don't care about like underground, like unique things anymore. Or I don't know if they ever did actually, but, what I also wanted to talk about too was the whole, you know, bros before hoes, which I think I've mentioned it before, but the fact that there has to be a quote in place for this just shows it isn't true. It's the same thing with the whole, it's what's on the inside, because virtue signaling is law. And I seriously can't pinpoint a time in my life where this whole bros before hoes was ever true. Anytime like my friends ever had a girlfriend growing up, they always, and I could never understand this too, how basically they would act like they've known these girls forever. Like they would be dating for like a week. They'd be like, oh my God, I love you. I'm going to be with you forever. They'd spend like 24/7 together. And I'm thinking in my head, like you've known me for like so many years, yet you're acting like you've known this girl your whole life. Like it never, I always was so confused about it. I mean, it really is because, you know, they have something that you can't ever offer, pretty much is how it goes. And, you know, it is what it is, but, you know, I even remember, I'll never get over this comment, but this was like a year ago. I made a video called Why You're Forgotten, which basically, you know, why you're forgotten is because, like, how it went was women, they live such a fast-paced life compared to yours. Like, they're always accepted everywhere. They're always, you know, meeting new people, talking to new people. They're just, their day-to-day life is such a more faster pace than men's. And I was basically saying, like, yeah, that's the reason why you're forgotten. And I think I said, like, if you're at, like, a college party, because I used to go to these stupid college frat parties because I had a friend that was in one. I got, like, lucky enough to, like, go to them. Nothing ever happened at them. It was just always, like, a fucking disaster. But basically, like, I was saying, like, they just hate you there. They see you as competition. You know, these guys, if you've ever been to an unratioed, college party where, like, you don't really know anybody, they hate you. They see you as competition. And this dude basically said, like, bro, like, you're crazy, man. Like, people just go to parties to have fun. It was, like, something like that, but, like, it just pissed me off. And, like, I'm telling you, like, if you've ever been to one before, they hate you. And I will always remember this one time where, so the thing was, like, so unratioed. There was, like, nobody at my friend's frat. Like, it was just, like, completely dead. And they're like, oh, let's see if we can get into another one. And I remember this one kid saying, we probably won't be able to. Like, the girls will get in free, but we're probably going to have to pay, like, you know, maybe 20, 30 bucks. And, you know, just like that alone, it's just, and my mom, you know, it's funny too, because my mom would always say shit like that. Like, oh, when I was younger, I would go everywhere. I partied so much. I went here and I did this. And guys just thought I was cute and I would get let in anywhere I wanted to go. And, you know, all the guys, it's just like, it's just such a different life. You know, it's just, you can't even comprehend it, you know? But I even remember one of my friends, he went up to the door and he came back and said, like, they threatened him. They were like, dude, get the fuck out of here. We're going to beat the shit out of you. Like, how funny is that, you know? And then all of a sudden, you know, a couple minutes later, some girls walk in, you know? But yeah, you're pretty much competition. I don't know if I said it before, but when you fail, you know, if you're failing at something, everyone else around you gets a dopamine boost, you know, because it's just less competition for you. You know, people get happy when others fail. It's funny because, like, I always see, like those YouTubers that, like, give out stuff, like, to the homeless. They're like, oh, you know, I don't know why society's so messed up, man. Like, everyone loves to watch each other fail and drag each other down. It's just so unfair. It's like, well, no shit. It's because the competition is less and less and less. Wouldn't you fucking love to be at the top? You got no competition. Nothing matters. You can do whatever the fuck you want. It's like, who wouldn't want to be there? Who would want to be at the bottom? That's why people, I think it's like a biological thing to, like, get a dopamine boost when people around you are failing. And another thing too about competition, I'm not exactly sure, like, don't quote me on this, but I think in first world countries, more men are typically born than women, and in third world countries, more women tend to be born than men. But, you know, even if this isn't true, one thing I always, you know, like, going back to the survival aspect thing, I think the reason too, like, why there's so many, like, especially my generation, you know, dudes just sitting at home rotting, you know, like, on their computers, because, you know, if we were way back, you know, years ago, we would either be shitty hunters, probably have been eaten by something, you know, and the only reason why we're here today is because of all these modern advancements. And I don't really think that humans have evolved to, you know, adapt to this type of environment, you know. I mean, even just look at how quickly the world has changed within the past, like, I don't know, even like just 1,000 years, you know, 1,000, 2,000, how quickly, you know, technology just kind of changed everything so quick. And I don't think people have adapted to this lifestyle yet. And that's why reproduction is number one. Because survival gone, don't have to worry about shit. That's why there's all of these dudes down bad. Where's the women? Where's the women? Because we're bored as fuck. You know, you don't have to worry about survival. You know, the worry of survival would keep your mind off of reproducing. And I feel like they both kind of go hand in hand together. You know, like, oh, I gotta stay alive. You know, all that shit. Because like I said in the beginning, humans are animals. We're no different. We're nothing special. I always hate that shit. Like, we're special because we're smart and unique and we have thoughts and feelings. And you want to know what would be crazy? Like, can you imagine this? Like, in years to come, let's say another species just somehow evolves to be exactly as intelligent as us. Like, let's say, for example, I don't know, dogs, because everyone loves dogs. Let's say all of a sudden they evolve to, you know, talk, all that stuff. They're pretty much just like us, like, you know, on the IQ scale. Then what would happen? What would happen to religion? You know, because then they'd be like, well, wait, why aren't we in the Bible? Why do we go to heaven too? Right? I don't know. That's kind of like interesting to think about. But, yeah, you know, that's my thoughts on brotherhood, man. Like, just know that these people out there, they really aren't your friend. They may say they are, but everyone really has their own motives and all that shit. Looking back at my friends, all that stuff, none of it was ever worth it. It really wasn't. Just for me to be alone to this very day. So yeah, choose who you talk to wisely. And yeah, that's pretty much it.